The devotee of the messenger, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I am fond of three things. Number one, to continuously look at the luminous face of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number two, to spend my wealth for the sake of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number three, to remain present in the court of the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For the sake of his love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal fulfilled all these three desires for Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in journeys and during residence, to the extent that even in the solitude of the cave of Sor, he was the only one to be blessed with the honor of viewing the blessed face of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Similarly, his sacrifices of wealth were of such a great number that he was fortunate enough to sacrifice his entire wealth at the feet of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even in the enlightened tomb, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam bestowed his eternal companionship and closeness upon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers of Madani channel, these love-filled incidents of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu are a beacon for us. A devotee on the path of love does not care about himself, but the only desire of his heart is to sacrifice everything he owns for the pleasure of his beloved. If only this passion would grow inside us, and we too would have the enthusiasm to sacrifice everything for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, it is extremely regretful to see that the majority of Muslims of these times are in such a position that they have reduced themselves to fake claims of love and devotion and mere slogans of sacrificing wealth and life. On looking at their apparent state, it seems as they have given such great importance to this world that they have no care of Islamic values, ma'azallah, when it comes to the coolness of the eyes of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is offering of salah. They have no interest. They are completely occupied in the imitation of non-Muslims to such an extent that they give no thought at all to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For the sake of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the true passion of love and devotion and the enthusiasm to follow the sunnah of the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.